Kingston City Hall. Built in 1844, this building at one time was not only the site of the municipal government, but also rented space to banks, stores, and saloons in the mid-1800s. Two successful black entrepreneurs owned one of the businesses that rented space here in City Hall, James and Maria Elder. James Elder was a successful black entrepreneur in Kingston during the mid-1800s. With his wife Maria, James ran the Oregon Saloon, a popular Kingston establishment that was located in this area and famous for serving oysters, fresh fruit, and the best wines. Prior to their arrival in Kingston, the origins of the Elders are unknown. They are first documented here due to the tragic death of their young son, George Alexander, who died in 1832. It is possible that they had arrived in the city prior to this date. However, like many of the black settlers in Kingston from that time period, there is simply a lack of documentation to answer our questions. It is likely that the Elders came to Kingston by one of three means. Either they were descendants of slaves who came to Canada with their loyalist masters during the 1780s, fugitive slaves who escaped from the United States, or else free blacks that immigrated to Canada. James and Maria Elder evidently believed in the importance of education. Both are found on the first subscription list for the establishment of Queen's University at Kingston in 1840. They were also concerned with the education of blacks in Canada. Along with George Mink, James was one of two black committee members appointed to an 1842 committee concerned with establishing a manual training school in Canada for black citizens. The purpose of the committee was to form a society for the improvement of the colored population in Kingston. The Elders were also kept busy by their successful business. The Oregon Saloon announced in 1847 that it was moving to a new location on Ontario Street, opposite the Martello Tower. This central location was described by the British Whig as, quote, an advantageous position, end quote, from which the saloon, quote, will do a good business, end quote. James was praised as an honest, painstaking proprietor worthy of such success. The newspaper also details that the saloon was, quote, fitted up in good taste, end quote. However, merely a year later, tragedy struck as a fire destroyed the business. Despite the setback, a year later, the Oregon Saloon was open again on Ontario Street. Fires were common during this period. As reported by the British Whig, the Elders were reduced to poverty three times because of fires. The Elders also coped with great personal tragedy during their lifetime. After the death of their son George Alexander, they witnessed the deaths of five more of their children, all before 1850. James Elder, described in the British Whig as a, quote, worthy and industrious citizen, end quote, predeceased his wife and died in 1853 at the age of 61. Maria continued to run the saloon with great success for the next few years. Later in 1854, the saloon was operated out of rented space in Kingston City Hall. Maria died in 1859 when she was 49 years old. The Oregon Saloon was subsequently taken over by their son-in-law, John Jackson, who had married their oldest daughter, Mary Maria, in 1852.